The Pat Miller Program. From the Windows, Doors, and More Studio, your locally owned and operated kitchen and bath center on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We go into the third final hour of the day. As we bring up our special guest, 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks. First of all, Congressman Banks, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Pat, good to be with you.
Now, before we get too deep in the weeds of COVID and some of the things going on with the Senate and the House, I need to let you know that your very good friend, my producer, John Graham, that today is his birthday, and he is all of 35 years of age today. So I thought we had to mention that.
Well, I'll do him a favor and not sing happy birthday to him, but I'll say, John, happy birthday.
There you go. Yeah, John's a great guy, does a great job for us. We are going to re-fire up, though, the Pat Miller dating website to see if maybe we could find him. So.
Auction him off.
I won't even charge him. So, Congressman Banks, first of all, let me say to you now, as we're looking at Memorial Day weekend coming up, and we think, you know, and it's different from Veterans Day weekend, but as a veteran, we always honor the service that you have given to our country. But I know that this weekend, that you and your family and the people in your office will be acutely aware of those who not only served like you, but unfortunately for many of them, they paid the ultimate price.
That's right, Pat. I mean, Memorial Day took on a new meaning for me after I served in Afghanistan. As I think about those who I served with who did not come home, others who have served over the history of this great country that have paid the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice to make this the greatest country in the history of the world, to give us the freedoms that we have. And while it is a fun weekend to hang out with our families, I know many in Northeast Indiana will be headed to the lakes. It's also a time to pause and just remember those who paid that ultimate sacrifice. So that's what we'll be doing. It's a teaching moment for me, Pat, with daughters who are 11, 9, and 8, to explain to them about what that sacrifice means that some have paid for this country. And I know a lot of other families use this as a teaching moment for their kids. And at this time, Pat, when our schools are pumping out these radical ideologies like critical race theory and teaching kids that America is evil, we remember on this Memorial Day what makes America great and the sacrifices that some paid to make America the greatest country in the world. So we should remember that as well.
You know, I said at the start of the program today, Congressman, for the third time over about 10 years, it was my good pleasure today to go and to speak to the 8th grade class at St. Paul's Lutheran School in downtown Fort Wayne as they're getting ready to have their graduation ceremony tonight. And I've also spoken for their graduation a few years back. But as I looked around the room, I saw black faces and brown faces and white faces. I saw faces of young people that their whole high school, their whole future is in front of them. And I talked about, you know, grabbing the ring of life and not just waiting for life to come to you, but enjoy what's available in America where you can have something to say about your future. I'm hoping that's a future and a hope that we can continue to lay before our young people, Congressman. I don't know that it's as available to your daughters today as it was to me back in my day, or you and yours, and we need to get back and reclaim that part of the American heritage.
No doubt about it. And this is what I worry about with our military. How do we go out and recruit young men and women to raise their hand and take an oath to serve and protect and defend our country, knowing that they could pay the ultimate sacrifice, if at the same time our schools and even our military in many ways is pumping out this radical and really un-American ideology, this critical race theory crap that's teaching our kids that America isn't worth fighting for, that America is inherently evil, that it was built on evil principles. I mean, it doesn't compute, Pat. It makes it more difficult for us to raise up a generation of kids that will serve, that will love our country. That's why it's so important that we fight against what the left is pumping out. That's this cancer that's permeating our institutions, like our schools, like our government, the military, even corporate America. shoving this stuff down our throat. We got to push back on it harder, as hard as we can, more than ever, to stop it from taking over our country.
Well, and not only that, but always trying to point America and paint us in the worst possible light. I am beside myself in trying to figure out why it is that we owe China such an incredible honor to them that the COVID could, no way it could have come from them, because that's just not who they are. That's, you know, it's not who they are. It's some of them would even paint in the media that the COVID coming to our country was somehow our fault. And I'm getting so sick and tired of this. I mean, I genuinely, truly am. And I don't know where this all leads, but I know this. Here's one thing I know. I can't tell you beyond any shadow of every doubt that it came out of a certain lab, and that coming out of that lab, it was intentional. But I do know one thing, Congressman. I know it didn't come out of a lab in our country.
No question. We have a moral duty to do everything that we can to investigate the origins of COVID-19 so that we can make sure that it never happens again. And that's why, you know, dating back to 14 months ago or so, even more than that, February of 2020, Pat, I posted something on social media about the evidence back then pointing to COVID-19 came from a lab in Wuhan. And mm-hmm. I immediately got backlash from some of the typical places in the left-wing media. But the very liberal editorial page editor, Karen Francisco, of the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, wrote a scathing editorial in the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette and said I was irresponsible and I wasn't serving my district well by calling for us to investigate this growing evidence. Now here we are over a year later, and the evidence is still there. The only thing that's changed is that Donald Trump isn't in the White House anymore. And now all this, and now we know the even more evidence that points to, you know, that the negligence on the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese government's part. Now we know more that would point and suggest, or make it make it harder for the left-wing media to say that we shouldn't go in and investigate these origins. So that's what I'm calling for this week. We should do everything we can. We don't know where it came from, but the growing mounting evidence that it could have come from a lab in Wuhan, and that the Chinese government, Chinese Communist Party, covered it up. They blocked efforts to investigate it way back then. We need to hold China accountable for what they've done to this country, the rest of the world. If negligence on their part was involved, then they owe a debt to the rest of the world, especially the United States of America, for what they've done to our economy, what they've done to our kids, what they've done to workers in this country. So that's why we need to investigate these origins.
Yeah, what they've done to our overall health is just, it's unconscionable. And here's the thing that I wrestle with, Congressman. And I said this earlier, and as soon as I said it, I thought maybe I shouldn't have said that. But no, I'm going to stand by it. And that's this. Whether it was intentional that it got out, whether it was accidental that it got out, the fact is it got out. And the only reason I can think that our media would give such cover to China. I mean, I don't understand why we're going so out of our way to give cover to them when quite obviously it came out of China somehow. If it was not intentional or whatever, it came out somehow, and we keep giving them cover. Why do we keep giving cover to China? I mean, I figure they must have naked pictures of every news director of every television network across the country. That's the only thing I can figure.
Either that, Pat, or this was all a part of the media, the left-wing media's effort to get rid of the president that they hated so much. And that's what I chalk this up to. They hated Donald Trump so much that mounting evidence that this coronavirus came from a lab in Wuhan, China, and spread around the world due to the negligence on the part of the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese government. It didn't fit their narrative. They wanted to blame Donald Trump instead. Mm-hmm. So they went out of their way to call all of us racist for suggesting it in the first place. On the part of the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette and the editorial that they posted lambasting me, saying I wasn't serving our district well because I was suggesting that the evidence that we don't know where it came from, but the evidence suggests that it could have come from this lab and we should investigate it. Whatever the spin was for the left wing media outlets and the editorial page of the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette, it didn't fit their narrative and allow them to beat up and attack Donald Trump. So they did everything they could to cover it up.
Well, on the national media, now they're trying to backtrack a little bit because now they're finding out that some of the views that the president had of China and of the WHO seems to be borne out. Even the New York Times is starting to say, well, maybe we need to relook at this. Maybe there is something to it. I don't expect, well, Donald Trump will get his apology from the New York Times and ABC News at the same time the Journal Gazette gives the apology to you.
I won't hold my breath. And at the same time, Pat, you have this dynamic of Dr. Fauci flip-flopping all over the place on this subject. And it just goes to show once again that we need to get rid of Dr. Fauci and quickly move on from his irresponsible leadership through all of this as well. It's caused more problems on Dr. Fauci's part than what he's been worth. So that's a part of this too. Now Dr. Fauci is agreeing with what many of us saw and knew and said over a year ago about the origins and recognizing that it very likely could have come from this lab and that we should investigate it. But the fact that he went out of his way to dispute that a year ago, and now he's recognizing what we all knew all along. It just goes to show the type of the lack of leadership that we've had from Dr. Fauci since day one.
Yeah, and you know, when you're the highest paid person in all of the government of the United States, Dr. Fauci, you should be a little more forthcoming. You should be a little more accurate in what it is you do. Your counterpart in the Senate from the state of Indiana, Senator Braun, has now come out, and he's leading an effort there in the Senate. He says we need to declassify the intelligence on the origin of COVID, and he says Americans deserve it. Now, people are going to scream and holler, well, national security. I can't imagine national security is not knowing how it is that this happened, because if we don't find out, Congressman, it will happen again.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Senator Josh Hawley's and Senator Braun's amendment, or their bill to declassify the origins of COVID-19, it passed by voice vote, I believe, unanimously in the Senate.
Correct.
So
correct.
It really comes down to whether or not Nancy Pelosi is going to allow for us to pass it, put it on the floor. We're going to demand that she do that. But what we're going to find is that there were members of the Intelligence Committee or the intelligence community a year ago who wanted to blame Donald Trump, there was one particular member of the intelligence community who hated Donald Trump, wanted to cover all this up. And the reason it's so important to declassify all this is going to show that the subject that we're talking about, the origins of the virus all along, that more evidence supports that it came from the lab than not. We don't know. We don't know where it originated, but if we're not doing everything we can to discover the origins so that we can prevent it from ever happening again, we're not doing our job.
Well, that's it exactly. And it's good to see you in the House and Braun in the Senate taking leadership on issues like this. And, you know, if the Senate, you know, they did this voice vote to pass this thing. If Nancy Pelosi doesn't pick up the momentum and do the same in the House, then somebody needs to be dealing with her. You should only be able to cause our country to be duped once, and I think she's done more than that, and quite often she's been part of it. We need to get to the bottom of it. Congressman, thank you so much. The best to you and your family for the Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you all will have the time to do all that you want to do to recognize those who paid the ultimate price for today. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat. Have a good weekend.
Podcasts by Federated Media.